Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I never know what to get teachers for end-of-the-year school gifts. Raven, producer John. And the funny part is that I was a teacher. I was a high school teacher for a few years. But it's different in high school because you don't really get end-of-the-year gifts.
Yeah, very.
And so, you know, my high schooler, I don't have to worry about it.
It is.
But it's true.
It's kind of funny is because at high school, the kids are just accepted to be teenagers and that they're jerks and they don't bring gifts anymore.
It's because they have so many at that point. They've got like eight teachers. You know, when you're in elementary school, like my daughter is, she's in kindergarten. She's finishing up her kindergarten year. She's got her couple teachers.
Well, yeah,
I guess one primary classroom teacher who needs a little extra, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
And I'm standing in CVS yesterday at the wall of gift cards, and I'm just like, I don't know. What do they want? You know, then you want to get them something nice, but you have no idea what's appropriate and what's not appropriate.
You know, I fall back on useful, right? I mean, so to me, cash is always king. No matter what, no matter who it is, whenever my wife is hemming and hawing over a gift that we have to give to anybody, I'm just like, give them money.
Well, I agree, but I feel so strange putting like money in a card and being like, bring this to school and hand it to your teacher. It seems like a bribe.
Yeah, and like some schools have rules against that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, the one I worked at didn't, but okay.
Even if they did, they'd be like, meet me over here.
John, what was like the gift that you got when you were in elementary school, when you were working in the schools?
When I was working in the schools, it was a lot of gift cards. You know what I mean? It was usually like coffee. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever your local coffee spot
was. But
don't
they get sick of the coffee gift cards? That I'm trying to figure out.
It's nice. It's always nice. But I will tell you, the nicest thing you can get is cash. 100%. I never felt any kind of way about it. I always loved that. The least useful thing you can get is like a personalized item or something.
Right.
If your kid wants to draw me a picture, that's adorable. If you're getting me something, meh.
Nicole, you're a teacher. What do you get?
I mean, anything that somebody gives is always very generous and thoughtful.
Yeah, but at the end, underneath, money, right? Like money,
cash,
right?
Cash?
Like, I want cash.
Or gift cards. And if you want gift cards, to where? Like Amazon? Are you sick of coffee?
Gift cards are always very useful. Listen, the gifts that the children get you, like the personalized bags and the coffee mugs, they're wonderful, but you do get them year after year, so you get like a really big collection of them.
Yeah.
And then you have a hard time storing them. So gift cards are always very useful because you can get things for the classroom or you can get things for yourself.
I mean, I have an abundance of coffee cups and cups in my house right now that we don't need, we don't use, but because of some reason or whatever, they're still in there. Like, I'm trying to get rid of things that say, like, family gathering 2019, and my wife won't go for it. It's a burden.
Katie, you a teacher?
Yep, I've been an art teacher for 13 years.
Okay, what is, like, the best gift that the parents give you for the end of the year? Just be honest. I know you don't want junk.
Well, half the time, the problem is chocolate. I have food allergies. So one thing some people don't consider when giving, like, any kind of food item to a teacher is some teachers actually have allergies. Like, we tell you guys, you know, no nuts, no things like that in schools. We have the same kinds of allergies. I appreciate gift cards for coffee.
Yeah.
I literally do run on coffee. I will tell you one gift I got that was completely out of the blue. It was around Christmas time. It was a bottle of wine. And I think half of us need it.
So is that a good one or a bad one? Because I always want to give alcohol, but then I feel weird sending my five-year-old to school with a bottle of Tito's.
I was going to say, right. Like, how old are your students?
I'm the art teacher, so I teach all grade levels.
So then it's fine. So then it's cool for them to give you. The art teacher needs extra Tito's.
Here's a fifth, Katie. Right, thanks.
All right, if you're a teacher, 1-800-330-9999, what do you actually want for the end of the school year gift? And what's the most strangest thing you've ever received? I'm such an idiot. I forgot the school bus drivers. So we're talking about, if you're a teacher, what do you actually want for end of the school year gifts? Because yesterday I went to CVS and I just stood at that wall of cards and I'm like, gift cards? Is this what I'm getting? And you never know what to get the teachers because you want to give them something useful, but you're not really sure what to get, you know?
I mean, you got to do the things that people go to all the time, right? Like, I mean, Walmart, you know, Amazon, anything like guessing.
You don't actually know where they live if they have any of those things close by. So I'm looking at our text line and so many bus drivers are like, don't forget the bus drivers. And I'm like, oh my gosh!
Right. So you got to go back today.
I got to go back today.
Tomorrow, you're in trouble.
For my daughter, tomorrow is her last day of school. I'm like, tomorrow. So she just started taking the bus a few months ago. She's my first child to ever take the bus.
Yeah.
So like, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, right. A fool. Like, thank goodness we're talking about this. I would have been so embarrassed.
I'm just going to lobby for the bus driver here for your daughter is that don't prorate that gift card based on the fact that she only started a few months ago.
Never.
You wanted to pick her up next year.
One of the bus drivers sent a text says the worst thing they ever got was flavored water powder.
Like those Mio things or whatever, right?
You know, like the ones like the...
Yeah.
My gosh, what are they even called?
Crystal Light back 1,000 years ago?
Yeah. That they forgot. That mom forgot. And that morning she was going through the pantry.
The cabinet.
She was like, bring this to the bus driver.
Oh, man.
Sheila, you're a teacher. What do you actually want?
Gift cards are always great, whether it's Amazon, a Visa gift card that you can spend on something that you might be doing over the summer. Coffee gift cards are great, but no more coffee mugs. Maybe a scented candle to go with the gift card so it doesn't seem like you're just giving just the gift card.
Before, Katie also said, like, don't give, like, chocolate because we have allergies, too. And I made a mental note because I definitely bought all her teacher's chocolates to go along with the gift card.
I would think that's a common mistake.
Well, I'm going to send it anyway. They could throw it in the garbage if they don't want it.
Right. At this point, it's done.
I bought it.
Hey, Jennifer, you're a teacher. What is it you really want at the end of the year?
I would love to have a day spa gift card. I need that.
That's it. See, you know what? There's one that's specific. That's very helpful.
Right. Day spa gift card.
Day spa in the area is a good idea. And not one of these ones where it's like half a service, right? Like, don't give me like a $30 mani pedicure gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still nice.
I mean, it is nice. But you know, when I go in there, it's going to cost me $60. I need the orange scrub.
You know what the teachers should do? They should share an Excel spreadsheet and they should say like where they go get their manicure pedicures, where they like to eat. Like, I eat at this restaurant all the time. Then I could be like more focused. What if I get you a gift card to like, I don't know, McDonald's, and you're a Burger King girl? That doesn't help me out.
I mean, the Burger King person is not somebody that shuts off McDonald's. We love both.
Jennifer, you're a teacher?
Yes, I'm a phys ed teacher.
Okay, so what is that you really want for the end of the school year from the kids?
Well, now that I'm a little bit older and past those drinking years, Amazon gift cards, Dunkin', Starbucks, all those gift cards are great, but also if the kids make a handmade card with it, that's amazing.
Okay.
How old are the kids that you're teaching?
I teach middle school.
All right, I'm making notes because I definitely bought Amazon and coffee gift cards.
It's so moving when a middle schooler is actually still nice to you as an adult, right? It is.
Nancy, you're a teacher. What do you actually want for the end of the school year?
Definitely a generic Visa gift card or an Amazon gift card. No more coffee gift cards.
Oh, gosh.
Cash in an envelope is not, I mean... Amongst friends, yes, but not for a teacher. Just a Visa gift card is good enough.
Okay.
Somebody hands me an envelope, even if it's an awkward situation, I look in there and there's cash. I don't care how awkward it felt. It feels good later. It feels good later. Nobody's looking at me after, I'm going to be like, yeah, all right.
I just hate paying $6 for the Visa activation fee on those credit cards.
Just give me the cash.
Did you hear about Cricket's new 5G plan for $15 a month? We know, hard to answer with your jaw on the floor. Smile, you're on Cricket. If you missed it earlier, we were talking about what to get the teachers for end of the year school gifts. What do they actually want? Yesterday, I was at CVS just staring at a wall of gift cards trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, it can be stressful. I mean, I have like 3 birthday parties and Father's Day, obviously, this weekend. And that's daunting for me. Imagine having 10 teachers to think about.
Well, right. And these teachers have made such a great impact on your children's lives. I'm looking at our text line. One gift that I received that was both cute and useful was a beach bag filled with a towel, sunscreen, sunglasses, aloe, flip-flops, and some snacks for the beach.
I mean, that's actually an awesome gift.
Yeah, they actually put some thought into it. I got another text, an Uber Eats gift card, which is smart because then you can just get food delivered to your house and just have like a lazy takeout night out. You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
What do you think, though? If you're a teacher, what did you get And what do you actually want? 1-800-330-9999. Shauna, what do you really want for the end of the school year?
Tell us the truth.
A bottle of wine and a gift card together. Our school actually has a spreadsheet that the PTA runs, and we list everything that we like and where we like it from.
Oh, that's so great.
That is great. And do you specify the kind of wine you like? Like, I like the Snoop Dogg wine.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I say my white wine was Fathom.
That's great, that's actually. Awesome. That's really smart. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Shauna.
It makes it so much easier for everybody.
Yes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Scott. I'm a high school teacher. I'm actually on my way in today. We're in, like, testing week, so I don't really see my kids on a daily at this point. But I heard you taking calls about what teachers want from their kids at the end of the year. And it happens, you know, not as often as getting, like, a coffee card or a gift card, which is always super nice, but and says, you know, hey, you really made a difference. It was a positive impact. Or I remember we read this book or we did this activity together, and that was just so much fun and so much, you know, so much part of a class. And when they give you, like, a little message like that, you know, they let you know that what you're doing really impacts them. To me, that's the best thing, you know, that could happen.
Scott, do you feel like because you're a high school teacher, you get shafted, that you don't really get the good gifts like the elementary school teachers do?
Yeah, you know, I've been teaching a long time. I don't really expect any gifts. So when it happens, I'm always a little pleasantly surprised. But my expectations for that are extremely, extremely low because high school kids and, you know, look, parents can't be giving a gift to, like, every subject's teacher. I get it. So I don't really have much of an expectation. But when it does happen, I'm always, you know, happy with it.
Kelly, teacher gifts. Are you a teacher or are you giving a teacher gift?
I am a third grade teacher. My favorite gift that I've gotten, I had a student, they gave me a beautiful wrapped gift, and I opened it, and it was a framed photo of her family.
Oh, you're being sarcastic, right? Like, you don't want right. that,
like,
right?
I mean, that's not on display in your house. Right,
I was, like, very excited. I'm like, ooh, what's in here? And it's like, oh, it's your family. How nice.
How weird. Hmm. Like, if you're the parents, like, you're like, oh, I've got all these extra Christmas pictures, cards, like, that I didn't send out. Like, let me just frame it and give it to the teacher.
Or the kid just picked it up, was like, what am I going to do? Looked around, you know, picked something up and wrapped it up, right? I mean, that photo comes right out of the frame. Hope you liked the frame.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight. With expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.